Yes.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. If you want to turn with us to the book of Genesis, if you're already there, chapter 1, don't have to go very far tonight. Amen. I like to see people obeying the Lord like we've seen tonight. People talking about fire, wind.
Yeah.
And praise God. That's what we need.
Yeah.
It said, in the beginning, verse 1,
God
created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God moved. I'd like to preach on that thought for just a little while tonight. A move of the Spirit.
Praise be to God.
A move of the Spirit. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us.
Oh, God. Lord, would you touch my brother here tonight?
Oh, God.
Let the Holy Ghost come by and have his way.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we need a touch of the Spirit. Touch of the Spirit in this place tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
God, would you move?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A move of the Spirit.
Yes. Move of the Spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless him, Lord.
I feel like Brother Jason, amen, talking about that kindling. You know, he was basically, as far as I was concerned, talking about getting the Spirit moving.
Yes.
Amen. Even if it's a small thing, praise
small
God,
thing.
It can grow. This the sister here, amen, talked about the wind. Amen. What she was saying, we need a move of the Spirit.
Yes.
Praise God. Now, the Bible says, you know, the Bible talks about the Spirit a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. It says over in the book of Romans, it said that the Spirit, said likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Amen. Now, we have infirmities. Amen. We're not perfect. We're not sprouting wings.
No.
We do have some infirmities of all different kinds.
Yes.
Right? Because if Paul had them, then surely we've got them. Yeah. But there's something, amen, that'll help us tonight. Praise God.
That's right.
Amen. It's the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
The Lord. Yeah.
Then a scripture we quote about every service, someone will quote it, Zechariah 4:6, where the Bible said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit,
saith
the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And I was looking at that and considering that context there for just a few moments a while ago. Amen, Brother Jason. We know that the people there in Zechariah had come back from the captivity.
Yeah.
Amen. And they had begun the work of the temple, but then Brother Tom, they had got, I started to say confused. Well, they got disillusioned, what they really They got discouraged, and it worked into, from discouragement, seemed like went into disillusionment.
Yeah.
And they got to believing that they couldn't get the job done. Amen. And so they had quit, and they began to work on their own houses. Do their own thing.
Yeah.
Amen. And God raised up Haggai, the prophet there, amen, to rebuke them for that.
Yeah.
But then he raised up Zechariah here, amen, and he said, Zechariah basically was saying, if you will realize that you've got some help, amen.
All right.
And you'll move when the Spirit moves. If you move with the Spirit,
yeah,
praise God, amen, you will prevail. Yeah. How many knows that's what they did, and they prevailed over the enemy?
Yeah.
That holds true for you and I here tonight. We've got needs. Amen. Zerubbabel there, still in that context there, Zechariah 4, Zerubbabel was facing a mountain. Amen. But God said, I'll move it. Praise God. And right here tonight, amen, in our day, you may be in this service tonight, feel like there's a mountain somehow or another in your way. Praise God. God said, I could move it. Amen. You know what you need tonight? You know all that you need tonight is a move of the Spirit. It don't matter how dire, even by road to Moshatamoka, doesn't matter how great the problem may be that you're facing, if you can get a move of the Spirit, friend, you can prevail. Amen. You can see it fixed. You can get some help tonight if you'll move when the Spirit moves. Would you praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We praise the Lord in this house.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, how we need it.
It's so, that's right, Brother Jake. How we need the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. When I think back at some of the things that God has helped me through, it's been the Holy Ghost.
Come on. Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Holy Ghost can do more in 5 minutes than what you or I can do in 5 lifetimes.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. He can accomplish more in 5 minutes than what you or I could do on our own without in 5 lifetimes.
That's right, man.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember when I first went full time, I went down south. I felt like I needed to go down into the deep south. I went down there. Amen. I paid all my bills. It was January the 1st, and we had Christmas. Felt like God was wanting me just to step out. So we went down there, we paid our bills, and had enough money, amen, to go, but didn't have enough money to get back, amen. So we're trusting in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'd always heard, I'd heard some good men of God, amen, say that, you know, if you'll test God that way, you'll try God, amen. If you feel like you're called, you'll go where he sends you.
Yeah.
If he takes care of you all the way and brings you back, amen, that's a good sign that you're called. Well, God did all of that. Amen. Praise God. But while I was down there, amen, I was over in the church. We parked at one of the first places we parked was over there in Georgia, South Georgia. Amen. Down in one of the Calvary Holiness churches down there. Brother Jason, I was over there praying one morning by myself. And I said, Lord, I've just stepped out here, and I want you to help me. And I said, Lord, I want you to use me in the Word of God. I want you to use me in the ministry, Lord. And I want you to use me in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt like that was a good prayer. And I still feel like that was a good prayer. But the Lord used that right there just to check me somewhat.
Yeah.
Amen. And Brother Jason, he said, you need to turn that prayer around right there. Praise God. Amen. I didn't expect that. But I know the Lord spoke to me and said, you need to turn that prayer around and pray I'll use you in the Holy Ghost first. Praise God. Then I can use you in the ministry. Then I can use you to preach my word. But I've got to be able to anoint you. I've got to be able to use you in my spirit. Praise God. Amen. Brother Jason talked about amen, the Lord coming back for a spiritual church. Amen. Where the gifts operate. And where people, amen, live right. Glory to God. And they have the victory. Amen. Well, I'm going to be part of that church. Don't you? I believe we are part of that church. I believe the Lord's here tonight. And if we can get in just right, I believe the Lord can work a miracle for somebody and help you deliver you tonight. Maybe something you're going through. Would you praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. She looked back. I look back.
Thank you, Lord.
At the things that God has helped us with.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's been probably around 13, 14 years ago now that the Lord healed my wife. And I'll tell you what, it was such a great, just, all I can say, it was a move of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
come on.
Amen. Amen. She began to get sick, and God's healed her. God's healed my wife of 3 major things since we've been married. Amen. This was the last time of something major. Now, we prayed about something a while back that she was bothered by, afflicted with, and it's not there now.
Amen.
So what I'm talking about, a few years back, Brother Jason, we were on the road, and you know, she started to get sick, chest pains, nausea, arms numb and tingling down to her fingertips, and just couldn't hardly eat anything, couldn't hardly do anything without feeling that way. Amen. I'll tell you what, that's not good.
No.
We all know those symptoms are what they are. Amen. It's has to do with your heart. Amen. Stress on your heart for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Amen. But anyway, it was probably the first time we noticed that she noticed it began to come upon her. It was like in maybe August, September. Well, we began to pray about it. And I told her, I said, do you want me to take you to an ER or something out on the road? You know, want me to take you to urgent care or something like that? She said, no. She said, we need a miracle. And I just want to pray about it for a while. I want the Lord to move. Well, amen. We certainly did need a miracle, so we kept praying. Amen. It seemed like she got worse and worse, though. And it went into fall, and then we'd come home for Christmas. There, parked over there at Flatwoods Church for a couple weeks. And we were getting ready to go back out first of the year, full schedule. Amen. And but I'd already made up my mind. If Central Coral don't get a touch here while we're here, I'm not going to go back out like that. I mean, I was getting very, very worried.
Yeah.
And, somebody said, well, you shouldn't worry. Well, it's hard not to worry, friend, when you're still in flesh and blood. You're going to worry, son.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And, I was very concerned. So we got her anointed there at the church a couple of times, and we felt the Lord, but we still didn't get the deliverance and the healing that we needed. She was still seemed like just growing worse. Amen. And Christmas came and went, and it was time almost to pull out. But I remember, amen, 2 days before, amen, 2 days before we were to pull out, I remember so distinctly, amen, the Lord waking me up very early before daylight, amen. And when the Holy Ghost, amen, walked in the bedroom there, that bedroom, that little trailer we were using at that time, when he walked in, praise God, amen, the gifts were present. Amen. I'm nothing to nobody. Amen. The prophecy walked in the room,
right,
and the gift of healing, amen, was present. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me, praise God. And he said, have I ever failed you? Amen. And I said, no, Lord, you've never failed me. He said, I'm not going to fail you in this, praise God. Praise God. I tell you what, I felt the awesome power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when that power began to lift, she was healed. Amen. That's been 13 or 14 years, amen, now. Praise God, almost 14. Amen. And she's still healed tonight, Brother Tom. Praise God. I'll tell you what. Amen. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. You don't ever run the bush out of the hook. I said we need a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He makes all the difference. Would you praise the Lord? Glory. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He makes the difference.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Jesus.
Amen. In a revival in southern Indiana. Amen. Several years ago, there was a man stood up and testified. He was 47 years old. He stood up and testified. And he said, just a couple of nights ago, he said, the Lord saved my soul. And he said, I was ready to commit suicide. Amen. And he went through that whole litany. Brother Tommy, amen. He said, I was ready to do it. He said, only me and the Lord knows what I was going to do. Amen. But he said he had fought depression and said he had, listen to the devil. Amen. And it seemed like, the devil could talk to you, friend. And he can kind of hide and slither around. Amen. And get you to believe it. It's not even him. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But he said the devil had convinced me the only way out for me was to take my life. Amen. Well, he told how, he took a kitchen chair and moved it into the living room and went and got a shotgun, 12-gauge shotgun, out of his bedroom and brought it in there, loaded it, cocked it, amen, and put the barrel right under his chin and had his thumb, amen, on the trigger, amen. Anyway, he said, only the Lord, I and the Lord knows that I was going to do it. I had made up my mind. And he said, all of a sudden, the phone rang. Amen. And he said, I begin to think, as that phone rang, I can do this in a minute. I can do this in 5 minutes. But he said, I'm going to answer this phone. It was only the grace of God, the mercy of God, that he answered the phone. But he picked it up. Amen. And the person on the other end of the line was a sister in the Lord that he knew. He wasn't part of the church, but he knew the church. Amen. And this sister said, I was just down praying, and the Holy Ghost said, get up and call you, amen, and tell you two things. Amen. Number one, the Lord loves loves you. And then secondly, the church loves you. Praise God. And he began to reason real quickly. Hey, man, is there any way in the world, is there any way in the universe that this could have been coincidence? Hey, man, he knew that woman was praying, and he knew she was a praying woman. Hey, man, and he began to deduct in his mind real quickly. He said, all right, thank you. Hey, man, and he hung it up. Hey, man, and he put away the shotgun, and he said, Lord, there must be some hope. Praise God. Anyway, he got back in contact with them and called them over, and they came over and prayed him through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, look, hey, man, if you take the Holy Ghost out of that equation, hey, man, you've got a dead man on your hands. You've got another lost soul in hell. Hey, man, but because of a move of the Spirit, oh, great God, how much do we need the Holy Ghost? Pray, we need him tonight. I said we need him tonight. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, I'm glad that I'm holiness. I'm glad that I'm Pentecostal. I'm glad that I believe in this. Hey, man, because it's the lifeline, friend. Hey, man, it's the way, hey, man, that God uses to help us when nothing else can help us. A move of the Spirit will help us. Would you pray to the Lord?
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. A move of the Spirit. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, moved. You know, that's the first mention of the Spirit in the Bible. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the first time that God mentions his Spirit in Scripture. Praise God. And it didn't take him long. Two verses. And he starts talking about the Spirit. Amen. But it said he moved. So, amen, the first thing then that God wanted us to know about his Spirit is that he moves.
Praise God.
Praise God.
All right.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Now, listen, any time that God mentions anything for the first time, friend, you need to note it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you need to underline it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's always going to be significant. Hey, man. Hey, man, there's a principle in Scripture known as the law of first mention. Hey, man, and it's always, you trace it out, it's always significant. Praise God. You take, hey, man, the first time that the word love is mentioned in the Bible. Genesis 22:2, where God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and offer him for a burnt offering. Amen. Praise God. That was the first mention of the word love. Amen. And it foreshadows the greatest possible love. Amen. It foreshadows John 3:16. It foreshadows Calvary. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There's something here significant. Amen. About the way that God mentioned his Spirit. Amen. The first mention there is that he moves. Amen. Listen, friends. Amen. The Spirit does many things. He holds many offices. Amen. He's the convictor of this world and the sin of this world. Amen. I wouldn't be in church tonight. You wouldn't be in church tonight. Amen. If he hadn't have convicted me of my sins. He was my convictor, amen, before he was my comforter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, that's just the way it works. Amen. He's the blessed teacher. He's the blessed counselor. He's a guide. And of course, he is that blessed comforter. He's many things. But the first thing God wants us to know about his Spirit is that he moves. You see, he can be all of these other things, and he is. But unless you'll move when he moves, friend, you're not going to benefit from it. That's why it's so important to get in. Amen. Oh, yes. Great God, we need to get in. Get in at church. I said get in at church and worship. Amen. Get in at home. Get in wherever you're at. Get in what the Spirit wants to do for you. Amen. What's your praise?
Praise
God. Amen. Oh, praise God.
Amen. God, we praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
We need to move when he moves.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you.
A lot hinges on whether or not we're willing to do that.
Yes.
Praise God.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. I got a friend down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. His name's Chris Cummings. Amen. He's a great man. Amen. He's not the pastor of the church that he goes to, but he's a missionary. He's a street missionary. Also does foreign mission work. And just a good man. Deacon in the church. He's about everything you can be besides pastor.
Amen.
But you can't, if you get Brother Chris up to take prayer requests, there's a very good chance that's it.
Wow.
He'll blow it away. Amen. That's just what he is. Amen. But he's just a man who loves the Lord. He'll get out there, Brother Jason. He's got tables and chairs. He's got a grill. He's got everything you need to feed people on the street. And that's a college town that he lives in down there. There's a lot of young people around. There's some homeless people there. It's kind of a warm, you know, climate. There's homeless people there. Amen. And he'll go out and he'll feed people. It'll be on Saturday. He'll announce it. He'll put signs up. Amen. And the only stipulation, you've got to hear him preach, then he'll feed you.
Wow.
He'll feed you a feast. Last time I saw him, amen, I got to talk to him about that stuff, about his preaching and about his feeding folks. He said, Brother John, the other day, he said, I went out and he said, the Lord helped me to buy some of the top sirloin, amen, that they had in the market over there.
Right.
He said, and I was fixing them steak. And he said, they were liking it, and I was liking doing it. And he said, then the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, you're feeding them steak today. You know that, don't you? He said, you've already fed them steak.
Wow.
Praise God. He said, I know the Lord wouldn't talk about meat. He was talking about the gospel. Praise God. Amen. But anyway, I said that to say this. Amen. Old Brother Chris wasn't always like that. Amen. Amen. He was raised in the homeless church, but he had got out of church. Amen. About 18 years old, he got out, and Brother Jason, he backslid. Amen. He had a good job, but he backslid, and he bought him a Harley, and he got to ride in that Harley, and just enjoying, seemed like being out in the world. And he said, I tried to forget all about church. He said, really, felt like I was doing a pretty good job of it. He said, hardly ever thought about it. One night he was riding that old Harley. Amen. About 1 o'clock in the morning he was riding it around through. Amen. Came around the curve. There's not many curves in that area. Amen. Just straight roads. There was a slight curve. And somehow or another he laid that bike down. I don't know where he hit a gravel or a wet spot or what it was. But he laid it down. Amen. And that thing rolled over top of him. Somehow or another, he got tangled up in that thing, and it tore him black and blue. Amen. He was lying there in the middle of the road. He said, I was going in and out of consciousness. He said, all I wanted to do was pass out. Amen. And he said, I was just about ready to just let myself pass out. When all of a sudden, he said, I heard a voice from deep somewhere, amen, in another realm, spoke to my heart and said, move! Like that. Move! Amen. And he said, I knew when I heard and felt the urgency of that voice. He said, if I didn't move, I was going to die. Amen. He said, so I began to move. I began to crawl. I began to pull myself. And I got out of the road somehow. Amen. What he didn't know, Brother Tom, there was a tractor trailer coming right down the road at him. Amen. Amen. And he said, I barely got over to the shoulder when that tractor trailer hit that bike and finished demolishing that thing. Amen. He never even saw the bike. He never even saw Chris lying in the road. Amen. Well, he was in bad shape. He went ahead and just lay there and passed out after that. They come and got him in a few minutes. Trucker stopped, you know, after a while, had called the paramedics, got him, took him to the hospital. I think he stayed in there 3 or 4 weeks. He's in bad shape, but they got him all fixed up. Amen. And he was doing fine. They let him out, went back to work, and he said it wasn't very long. He said that just became an ancient memory. He said, I forgot all about it, just about. He said, I never even thought about it. Got me another Harley, said. Amen. Got to riding Harleys again. Amen. Had just living it up, you know, just partying and whatever you want to do. Amen. And then, amen, somebody, you know, got on him pretty heavily. I don't know if it was an aunt or an uncle or what it was. Said, now, Chris, you're going to have to come and visit us. It was some kind of special. We're having a revival. Oh, I'll be there. Y'all, I'll come. Amen. And he just come there totally just to please his family and friends. Amen. And he thought, well, I'm just going to sit in the back. And whenever the preacher makes the altar call, I'm just going to get up and going to walk out, you know. Amen. Well, that's what he was doing. Preacher made the altar call. And old Chris got up to walk out. He was going to wave at a couple of them. Then all of a sudden, after all that time, it'd been 2 or 3 years. Amen. He heard that same voice again. Move, you're going to die if you don't move. Amen. And he said, all of a sudden, after almost forgetting about all of it, he said, I was laying back in the middle of the road again, and it all came back to me. Amen. And he said, I just wheeled around on a dime, and I went to the altar, and I prayed through. Praise God. Amen. Oh, pray. Let me tell you something. When the Spirit says to move, amen, whatever it may be, amen, come on. It may be an act of obedience. It may be an act of worship. Amen. Maybe he's putting his finger on something in your life. Whatever it is, you need to do what he said. You need to move when he moves. And if you'll do that, friend, you'll have a victory. God will deliver you, and God will bless you and help you. Would you praise the Lord? Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Feeling better about this.
Lord.
Praise God. Amen. A move of the Spirit. You know, he said, amen, as I quoted a while ago, he spoke to Abraham. He said, Abraham, is there anything too hard for me? Then he answered that question in Jeremiah, and he said, nothing is too hard for God.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'll take you back to my text one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, amen, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void. You probably heard me mention this before. Without form and void. Amen, friend. That's not a good situation.
Amen.
Without form and void. Amen. And I'm not going to go into the theology of all of that. I'll leave my opinion out of that. Amen. But the earth was without form and void. Darkness upon the face of the deep. My God. Amen. What's that mean? Well, you look it up. You look it up in the original languages. Amen. And those words without form and void. Amen. They mean ruin, desolation, disorder, chaos. Amen. That's what it means, friend. Amen. It doesn't just mean chaos. It means ruin, disorder, destruction, chaos, and utter chaotic conditions. Praise God. Amen. In other words, it was about as bad could get. Is anything too hard for me? Praise God. Nothing is too hard for me. Lord God. Amen. You may be sitting there and thinking your situation is too hard. Amen. Maybe you prayed about it too long, you think. And if God was ever going to be a friend, that doesn't mean anything. Amen. God's heard every prayer you pray. Come on. Amen. You know, there's things, there's scriptures in the Bible. I'm feeling better about this. Praise God. Amen. There's scripture in the Bible. Seems like Brother Tommy just lets us know. Amen. And proves to us that there's nothing too hard. This is one of those scriptures. I said, this is one of those scriptures. Amen. You look over, amen, to John, the man Lazarus. Amen. Somebody, I don't know, maybe it was this morning in Sunday school, somebody mentioned that. Amen. Mentioned Martha and Mary. Amen. When they told Jesus, amen, what did he do? He tarried. Amen. He waited till 4 long days had passed. And when he finally came, both of those sisters looked at him in turn and said, Lord, if you'd been here, our brother had not died. He said, if you'll believe God. Woo! Amen. But so many times, we've got, great God of heaven, we've got a need. We've got about problems maybe 8 minutes of old need. Maybe we prayed about it a long time. Maybe it's something that just come upon us. Maybe whatever it is. Amen. But it's like she said, Lord, you're too late. You're too late. If you would have been here, amen, even 3 days ago, amen, or 2 days ago, or even 1 day ago, but Lord, it's been 4 days. Amen. It's been too long. It's been too hard. Amen. But he said, if you believe God, you'll see the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But Lord, by now he's thinking, it's too late. No, it's not too late. Amen. Praise God. I believe he tarried. Amen. So that they believe. They would see and believe. Amen. As a testimony of the power of God and the goodness of God, the compassion of God. Amen. Praise God. And that's why he did it. Not only for those there, but for us here, amen, tonight, that are hearing it again tonight, and the Holy Ghost anoints it again tonight. Amen. He wants to show us there's nothing too hard for God. If you can get a move of the Spirit, friend, you can prevail in your circumstance, in your health, whatever it is, in your marriage, in your ministry, in whatever it is, in your finances, in your church, you can prevail if you'll move when he moves on you. Would you pray for
God, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
Without form of void. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus.
Was as bad could possibly get. Amen. It was as hopeless as hopeless could get.
Yes.
When you talk about ruin, when you talk about disorder, chaos. Amen. In other words, amen. It was as hopeless and as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
Amen. But if you keep reading, praise God. Just keep reading.
Yes, yes.
Woo!
All right.
God moved on that, Brother Thomas.
Yes, he did.
And took that and created paradise. A literal, a veritable paradise. Amen. That was made habitable for mankind. Glory to God. Amen. So the only two things, amen, amen, the only thing between those two conditions, amen, of without form and void and paradise was a move of God, a move of the Spirit. Praise God. So he can help you here tonight. Amen. Don't think it's too hard. Don't think it's too great. Amen. Don't think it's too out of reach. There's nothing like that with God. All God's looking for, like he told Mary and Martha, if you can believe. Amen. If you can just believe, God can do it. I'll praise him one more time. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Another place. I got to hurry on. I got to close. Amen.
Come on.
Another place in the Bible, Ezekiel 37. We know, amen, it's the house of Israel. Amen. But there's a lot more to that than just that. Amen. God wants you to see something in that.
Yeah.
Sure, the primary reason is that what he wants us to see.
Yeah.
Amen. That Israel will be restored. He wants Israel to know that. But he wants us to see his ability in that, friend. Amen. And it says, Ezekiel, amen, looked down over the valley. Amen. And God showed him a valley that was full of bones.
Full of bones.
Amen. And then he said to Ezekiel, he said, can these bones live?
Ooh,
amen. Jesus. Now, amen. What he saw, amen, was not skeletons. He saw a valley full of bones. Amen. Very, very dry. Very, very desolate. Amen. A valley full of bones. I don't believe there was one bone connected to another bone. I really don't. Amen. Praise God. And at any rate, amen. He looked at God. Now you got to understand, amen. Ezekiel was a prophet. He was a priest prophet. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of titles behind that name.
Glory.
Amen. He was a very holy man. He was intimate with God. He had seen the throne of God.
Right.
So it's not just anybody God's asking here.
Come on.
This man's intimate with God.
Yeah.
And he said, Ezekiel, can these bones live?
And they live.
And it was such a desperate situation that, amen, Ezekiel remains largely and mostly non-committed. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, you know.
You know.
Thou knowest.
You know. Thou knowest.
Yeah.
Before you judge him harshly, you've got to realize what he was looking at.
Yeah.
Amen. Bleached white in the sun, had laid there so long, Brother Tom.
Yes.
Not one bone, I don't believe, connected to another bone.
Yeah.
But he said, prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones. And tell them I can cause them to live. Praise God. And he begins to prophesy upon those bones. Amen. Praise God. And there begins to be a noise and a shaking. Amen, glory to God. And he watched those bones as bones begin to come together. Bone to his bone. Praise God. Amen. And pretty soon, amen, Brother Tom, he's looking, amen, and not a valley full of bones. He's looking at a valley full of skeletons.
Come on, man.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Somebody said, Brother Cordell, you're getting awful excited over skeletons. Yeah. I'm real excited. Amen. Because a while ago we just had bones, friend.
Yeah.
Praise God. Now we got, amen, skeletons. Wow. Amen. He kept prophesying again. Praise God. And God began to bring, amen, the sinew upon those skeletons and cover them with flesh and put skin over them. Praise God. And now we've got full-fledged corpses. Praise God. A while ago we had skeletons. Before that we had bones. Now we've got corpses. Hey, man, I tell you what, God's moving. I said God's moving. Praise God. But there's still no life. There's still no life. He said, prophesy, son of man. Prophesy to the wind and say to the wind, come, O breath, from the four winds and breathe upon these slain. How many of them take the strength? That's the Spirit of God. I said, that's what we need. That's the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit moved on those corpses, every one of them stood up, amen, and made an exceeding great, amen, and mighty army for God. Praise God. It doesn't matter how hard it is. And all God's looking for is a vessel, Brother Earl, that'll believe that God can do it. And that'll move when he moves. I said you need to move when the Spirit moves. Would you praise the Lord? Amen. Amen. Come on and get a song tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what do you need for God to do for you tonight? Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
What do you need for God to do? What do you need for God to do?
Jesus.
Even on my shatala.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Are you in a situation that looks like you're up against a mountain? Maybe you're in a hard situation. You don't see no end to it. No way around it, no way through it, no way over it. Why don't you come and let God help you? Praise God. Why don't you come and let the Spirit of the Lord? All you need, my friend, is a move of the Spirit. Somebody said, how'd I get those John? Well, if the Spirit of the Lord moves on you, you go with that. Amen. And if he isn't moving on you right now, it wouldn't hurt a thing in the world to ask God to move on you. Say, Lord, I need a move of your Spirit. That's what I need. Amen. Praise God. Maybe you need a touch in your body.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. You need a move of the Spirit's what you need right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'll tell you, he's able, Lord Jason. Thank you, Lord. He's able. Thank you,
Jesus.
He's able.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
What do you need tonight?
He's able to get a play.
What do you need to do?
Amen. If you need help tonight, we're opening the altars tonight.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you what, I really feel like the Lord laid this scripture on my heart. Praise God. Amen. Somebody here tonight, you've got a special need. You don't have to raise your hand. Amen. As we come to the altar. Amen. I want you just to come up here in faith, believing.
Yeah.
Believe God's going to move
believe
for
God.
You. Amen. Let's come. Let's come tonight if you would. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Just obey the Lord. It's out of my hands, Lord.
You're giving God.
Lord, you can do all things.
He's no longer
God to give. I need him.